0567. Your calls anytime, 021-446-0567. We'll talk Avos, and we've been talking Avos, and I think deservedly so. It is important for you to be familiar with the very many benefits that come with, their consumption. Avocados are a trending pantry staple because they are tasty and versatile, of course. They level up every meal, I think. I've been doing quite a bit of that recently. Now, there's more to this fruit than great taste. It's also nutrient dense and it has multiple health benefits. It's the latter that we'll explore today. So today, Cape Talk in conversation with Dr. Monique Pedri, a registered dietitian and consultant to the South African Avocado Growers Association, about the health benefits of avos. Welcome, Dr. Pedri. It's great to have you with us.
Hello and happy Monday.
I've kind of Googled this since I was alerted to the very many health benefits. I'm surprised at what I discovered. Maybe you should start there and share with us some of the main health benefits of avocados.
As you were saying, you know, avos are just such a luxurious food that we're all enjoying on our plates these days. And the great news is that it's also really great for nutrition. I think the key health benefit is heart health. Avos are rich in heart healthy fats. We call them monounsaturated fats. And these are great for heart health and for lowering cholesterol and keeping our hearts in tip-top shape. The other great benefit is the fiber that comes with avo. Avos are a source of fiber, which is important for gut health, for the digestion of our digestive health. And then I think the third thing that's really quite important to know is how, because of these healthy fats, it actually slows down the emptying of our stomach, which means it keeps us fuller for longer. And the satisfied feeling is what we would call satiety. It's a feeling of fullness. Very much linked to those heart-healthy fats that are in the avocado. So if you're feeling fuller for longer, generally avocado can actually help us manage our body weight and our appetite.
You mentioned the mono and unsaturated fat being good. There are bad fats as well. What's the difference between good and bad fat?
So our good fats will support heart health and overall health, whereas our not-so-great fats, what we call saturated fats or trans fats, aren't good for heart health. And the nice thing about avos is that most of the fats that are in there are these monounsaturated healthy fats. And there are countless research papers to support the role of avocados in heart health.
Okay. They also give us a sense of fullness. How does that benefit a diet?
So it sounds counterproductive because people often think, well, if I want to lose weight and I need to not eat any fat. But the notion that eating fat can make you gain weight is actually completely wrong because that fullness can come from fat. So eating healthy fats like the ones in the avo, fats take long to digest in the tummy, so it keeps you feeling fuller for longer and it delays the return of that hunger. Also, because of just this luxurious and rich taste of the avo, you're satisfied. As a mouthfeel, you're so much more satisfied when you eat your avos. So research has shown that having some avocado, as obviously part of a calorie-controlled diet, for is completely necessary as an overall picture, but it's so important for helping us feel fuller for longer.
Sure, everybody's on a buzz about gut health. What role do avos play in gut health?
No, absolutely. It's a new kind of trending topic and also where the research is going these days around gut health. And avos are really important for gut health because of the fiber that they provide. They've got these really nice fibers. Think of fiber like a broom. When we eat fiber, it goes through the gut, it sweeps it nice and clean, and we want that. We don't want food lurking around for too long in the gut. We want it moving across. And avos have good quality fibers. Two types of fibers called soluble fiber and also insoluble fiber, which helps bulk up that stool and helps us get rid of this digested fruit from our gut. So that's been the link between avos and gut health. And one extra link here is, did you know that the gut and the brain are connected? There is what we call a gut-brain axis, where the gut talks to the brain and the brain talks to the gut, and they're interconnected, constantly talking to each other. So a healthy gut means a healthy brain. And this is where mental health has become so important, especially since our COVID years, hopefully long forgotten, and where it became just so important to always keep our gut healthy as well as our brains.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great segue to mental health, the other buzzwords today, but it was also interesting that link that you made between gut health and how people think, just given the world at this moment in time. But let's go to mental health and the other buzzword, immunity, natural immunity. Of course, in the wake of COVID, everybody's talking about improving immunity. It plays a role there too, this magical fruit, avocado pears.
Absolutely, and that goes down to the nutrients that are in the avocado as much as the fiber. So much like the gut and the brain are connected, what's also interesting is that 65% at minimum, studies are showing 65% of our immunity is in our gut. Some studies show as much as 80%. So there's these tissues in the gut. It's called gut-associated lymphoid tissue, or GALT for short, and up to 80% of that is found in our gut. So if our gut is not healthy, our immune systems are not healthy. And we know that a healthy gut actually strengthens our immune function. And so healthy gut from the fiber, from Avos, healthy immunity, it all ties up.
Yeah, it just sounds like win-win-win-win-win. A message in from Sue, it reads, there is strong competition between the squirrels and us for the avos on our trees. I didn't know that. Grown from pips, excellent food, also be gleaned in the wild for those who can't afford them, as there are many avo trees dotted around. So they are native to the Americas, but it looks as if they've kind of taken solidly to South African soil as well.
I believe so.
Somebody else writes, morning, we love avos, but sadly very high in potassium. Is that correct?
It is, but that can be a good thing. Potassium can only really a concern in excess amounts in those who have kidney troubles or kidney disease. So I would consider chatting with your dietitian or your treating doctor if that's the case. But that's really an exception to the rule and far and few between.
It does look as if it's in response to a diagnosis. Very high in potassium, so hubby can't eat them as he's on a low potassium diet. And that from Des in Tableview. So very many claims: helps manage body weight, boost nutrients, promotes healthy digestion. Of course, you mentioned that brain function. It also protects your eyes, according to Google. You've just touch the tip of the iceberg, Dr. Monique Pedri.
Yes. There's lovely nutrients in avocados called lutein, and they are antioxidants. So antioxidants that are found in our eyes, especially in the macular pigment in our eyes, and that's what gives our eyes the ability to really fine-tune our vision. And there is research to show that including some avocado as part of your diet can help manage and increase the absorption of this lutein, likely due to the healthy fats, actually. So it's amazing how it's a synergy. It's like this matrix of all the foods, all the nutrients working together when it comes to the health benefit of the avocado.
Now, there's a rule of thumb: too much of a good thing is bad. It doesn't appear as if it's applicable in the case of avos, unless, of course, you have potassium issues.
Clearly. But what I love about the avo is just it's so versatile. It's so really, such a luxurious food that we are enjoying. And it's just as delicious whether we are having the dark, the green skin avos or the dark skin avos. They are equally nutritious, just by the way, and obviously equally delicious.
Okay, we're gonna end off this conversation with a voice note. One of plenty in, and we'll play it after the news again. Well, let's take a listen to this one, Sean.
Good morning, Clarence. It's Felicity. Yes, I think most people love avos. Just such a pity that they are so expensive. It's very difficult to buy a reasonably priced avo. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
And let's take another one.
Hi, Clarence. Good morning. Yeah, I know. Avocados are... they're amazing. They're really good. It's really healthy for one, for a person, really. But now, avos are really expensive. Now, after this, now you're going to see the price, how that's going to skyrocket. Wow. Anyway, great show, Clarence.
Thank you, John. Sure. But I think Dr. Pedri would agree that you're going to save on the health bills, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. That's why I love to buy them in bulk, you know. Buy in bulk, yes, get a good special absolutely. At your local grocer, and use it that way. Share with friends and, you know, go half-half on what you've spent, share with friends, or freeze them. I like to mash it up with a little bit of lemon juice and pop them into the freezer, and then I take out some guac as and when I need it. Mm. So there's some tips on how to use it as effectively as possible.
I'm so with you. Mash them with some lemon juice and maybe a little bit of onion in there as well. Just absolutely divine. We're going to have to rest
the thing. Grated onion. I like the sound of that.
Dr. Monique Pedri, we appreciate your guidance around avos today. Green-skinned, dark-skinned avos are available in South Africa almost all year round. They're delicious, nutritious, and good value for money. Simply adding them to your pantry staples or leftovers, or by slicing, dicing, or mashing avos as a topping makes your meal takes your meal to another culinary level. So no matter what you're planning for your next meal, always add an avo. Remember that green-skinned avos remain green when ripe, while the dark-skinned avos turn purple-black when ready to eat. For more tips and information, visit avocado.co.za.